It is Mind Food Radio, and I'm thrilled to welcome to Mind Food Radio Tracy Austin from MyMark. Hello, Tracy.
Hi, Nikki. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. I'm really excited because we're going to be talking about this awesome invention that you've made. But the first thing we need to do is we need to talk about something that happened to you 20 years ago that had a pretty profound impact on your life. What was that?
Yes, that's right, Nikki. Years ago, I was a competitive road cyclist. And I was heading home from training one day, doing everything I should be. I had my helmet on, I was inside the white line, and a car stopped at a stop sign to give way to me, which was great. Unfortunately, the car behind them decided that wasn't what they wanted to do, and they overtook that car and ran me over. Unfortunately, it broke my leg in seven places and went through the windscreen, broke my helmet, and as a result of that, I was knocked unconscious. And I woke up 2 days later in the hospital finding out that I had been admitted as a Jane Doe.
So nobody knew who you were?
No, I was totally unknown.
Did that make you feel slightly unloved?
Made me feel quite vulnerable.
Yes, I can imagine.
You know, if there was, so I had to have a bit of surgery, nothing too major, but, you know, if that had been, say, if I'd had an injury to my liver or something like that, you know, that would have been a really major operation to go through without my loved ones around.
Oh, absolutely. So you were a Jane Doe for 2 days.
Yes, that's right.
So how did that actually happen, though? I mean, did nobody just knew where you were?
Yeah, so that was back in the days before, you know, cell phones, and I was in my early 20s, so quite different from being a child. You know, so my parents had assumed I was at a flatmate's house, and flatmates thought I was at the boyfriend's, and the boyfriend thought I was at mum and dad's. And so it was sort of a day before, you know, everyone just started to go, actually, hang on, where is she? And it was another day before the dots were joined by contacting the police and they found me.
Right. Okay. Now, fast forward 20 years, you've got two sons, and there's something with them that sort of ties in with this, doesn't it, with regard
yes.
to safety?
Yeah. So that just sort of completed the picture for me and the need for the product. And both my boys, when they were born, have a form of haemophilia, which is a blood clotting condition. And it can be quite serious for in situations where if they were injured, that whoever's with them knows how to deal with them and that they need some form of treatment. So
right.
I needed to have something on them so that whoever was with them, in the event that I wasn't, that they could get the help they needed.
And this is where Super Mum rode into town and she said, there's nothing in the market. I'm going to invent MyMark. So what is MyMark, Tracy?
Well, MyMark is a virtual ID service. It's a safety proposition that allows you to be reunited quickly and safely with the people that love you most. So it provides critical information in times of need, and that sort of information is things like your name, emergency contact details such as mum and dad, or whether it's mum and nana, whatever your circumstances are, and also any medical or allergy information that you may have. Now, the beauty of MyMark, we're a little bit different from some of the medical ID.
Like medical alerts
yes,
and things
yes,
like
some
that.
Some of the
yep.
products that are out there now, because you don't actually have to have a medical condition to wear it. It can just be basically for your ID with the link through to your emergency contact people.
Which is great, you know. And I mean, as a parent, that must make you feel like confident that everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, well, it just takes the fear out of letting your kids get outdoors and being Kiwi kids, you know. We sort of cotton wool them a bit, and
yep.
Gosh, hands up myself, I'm the total helicopter mum. But since I've invented this, I have to say, you know, I'm a lot more relaxed because the boys have it on, and I know if something happens that someone can get hold of me.
Now, when you say have it on, you're talking about the recognizer, which is
yes.
essentially the MyMark watch.
Yeah, so it's a fully functional sports watch. It's waterproof, shockproof, hyperallergenic. And but the beauty of our watch is it has a little sliding panel on it with some good cues for people to identify with, and under that panel is the QR code and the ID number, and so anyone can just scan it or text it free of charge to be able to help the wearer.
Awesome. So your target market initially are children?
Yes, so we were launching to parents with children aged between 5 to 12. Interestingly enough, we've had a lot of interest from other people outside of this market segment, in particular the aged care and also the social needs groups.
So how's the feedback been in general?
Oh, it's been really positive. A lot of people have, you know, the key word that's coming out that people are saying is they love that there's no stigma attached to it. So it's a fully functional product. Like, you can just wear it as a watch, and let's face it, you know, 99.9% of the time that's how it's going to be used. But in an emergency, its real purpose actually comes to the forefront, but it doesn't have that stigma on it, like if you're wearing an alarm or some devices.
But more low key.
Yeah.
And in the packs as well that we have available to win at Mindfood, there's also stickers, aren't there, that they can pop on their bags, their bikes, their scooters, things like that.
Exactly, yeah. So we launched with the Recognizer watch, and people said, look, we really love the virtual ID service. Love the idea of it, but watches aren't for everyone. Some people don't like to wear them, or someone already has their favourite watch that Nana brought them, or you know, whatever. And so we were like, okay, how else can we get this out there? And so we created these virtual ID sticker packs where you get 8 stickers, and it's the same QR code that you would find if you'd purchased one of the Recognizer watches. And so people just pop them on the back of their cell phone, or as you said, you know, on their bike handlebars or scooter or their mobility scooter, anything that they have with them regularly, so that if they got into a spot of bother, someone can scan it or text it and help them out.
Awesome. So as I say, we've got 2 MyMark packs to give away that include recognisers, which is fantastic. You can go to mindfood.com for that detail. But finally, Tracy, if people are interested in getting the system for their children or maybe even an elderly parent, which I think is a great idea, what do they need to do?
So it's so simple, Nikki. They just need to visit us at our website. It's mymark.co.nz.
Simple. Well, congratulations. I think that, you know, what you've done cements that you're a great mother. And I think other parents all over the place must be very grateful to you. So thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Nikki.